If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix Is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix Is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. Have you ever gotten ice cream from the supermarket and you scoop it out, but it just doesn't have that ice cream parlor taste? Well, guess what? Did you know you can find real, unbelievably creamy ice cream at the grocery store? Yeah, that's right. Tillamook ice cream is made with more cream, so you get smooth, dreamy scoops each time. I'm not going to lie, the flavors are delicious and in family-sized cartons. I love their vanilla bean. Vanilla bean, to me, is the way that you judge anyone's ice cream, and their rich vanilla ice cream made with real crushed vanilla bean seeds is delicious. Or their Oregon strawberry. Oh, I love it. Sweet strawberry ice cream with ripe Oregon strawberry pieces. So, so good. Plus, you got to check out their Mudslide flavor. It's smooth chocolate ice cream with a ribbon of rich fudge and chocolatey chips. Oh, it's so good. I got to go get some ice cream right now. Plus, you know you're in good hands with Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer-owned and led by dairy experts. Boy, oh boy, I love them all, and you're going to love them too. Whether it's birthday cake, peaches and cream, mint chocolate chip, banana split, or cookies and cream, there is a flavor for you. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. That's Tillamook.com. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these.
Kids are stupid. And emotions are dumb. We saw After Earth, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for How to Discrepate. We're gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater, but you know you wonder how to discrepate. Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am joined, as always, by June Diane Raphael. How are you, June?
Good. How are you, Paul?
Very good. And Jason Manzoukas. How are you, Jason?
Just great, Paul. Just great.
We have a very special guest with us today. The lovely, the talented, the enormously funny Paul F. Tompkins.
Please welcome. Hello. Something very unnerving to me about seeing a married couple be so formal with each other. How are you? Oh, I'm fine, Paul. How are you?
And June, you are doing well?
I'm doing fine. Like,
you guys have woke up together, have spent the whole day together.
And June, it's as if you... He's asking me a question. I'm going to answer it. I'm doing well.
Are you fine? June, did you want to address your allergy attack on the show?
Well, the first 5 minutes of this movie was a wash because I was having a severe allergy attack.
Oh, I didn't know what was going on.
A severe allergy attack.
Oh, and we should let everyone know. We saw this movie together.
Yes, we did.
Just minutes ago.
Yes. This is the second time we've ever done this. First time sucker punch.
Vibrating. This is. This movie. But one of my eyes was tearing uncontrollably throughout
on the drive
entire movie.
Over,
like a duct had like just been.
On the drive over, you were using a T-shirt to wipe your eyes
because I had nothing in the car,
and it got worse for you for the first 5 minutes.
It was the craziest thing.
It was
and
just
my
like,
nose was running.
Like your eye was leaking.
Yes.
Oh, you got a leaky eye.
I had a leaky eye for the first 5 minutes of the movie.
But you didn't miss.
Do you need us to explain anything to you?
Well, here's what I've wrote down.
Do you think
down.
You missed anything during your leaky eye period?
The first question I have is about what...
what happened?
What is a Street Fighter?
Was Will, baby Will Smith, was he doing an accent?
Yes.
Well, that was the thing confused about, because he was British. Like, certain people in this movie were British, and others
British.
Not.
Here, yes, everyone was doing what I think was supposed to be a future accent.
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yes, and the person who was doing it the least was Will Smith.
Yes.
And the person who was doing it the most was one of the guards early on in the movie.
I think when the guard that tells Jaden Smith that he can't be a space ranger.
Yes.
He's very British.
Okay, so wait a second.
Well, it was sort of like South African, and then sometimes it was like a reggae accent.
Yes. I felt like I was watching, like, this is an old reference, but I, Claudius, like a PBS, like yeah. There was like a very, I'm talking like, it was very pronounced.
Everybody spoke in very measured tones.
But so that sometimes, does, you know, sometimes people would say, like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, what? He says a lot, like, Will Smith, again, not paying attention to the accent part, like, he's like, that is pretty cool. Like, he will break.
God damn it. And then other times they were speaking like robots. It was so weird.
Well, yeah.
I thought Jaden Smith had just some terrible accent that he couldn't lose for the movie.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I thought, I had not seen The Karate Kid. Does he have an British accent?
I thought he had a speech impediment.
That's what I
thought. When it first started.
During my allergy attack.
During the voiceover?
I was spinning out and thinking, oh, this sucks for this kid because he has a speech impediment and he's a terrible actor. That's like two strikes against you if your job is to portray different people again and again. And then I thought his performance actually was not that bad as it went on.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. I didn't think he, like, I know a lot of people have been.
Wait, I thought it was great? Wait, what? What?
I thought it was great.
No, he was not bad.
The whole third act of the movie, I agree. He really pulled off.
I feel like people are really ripping on Jaden. I don't think that Jaden. I think there's a lot of problems with this movie. I think Jaden did his best. Hey, look, if an actor is being told, like, hey, go over, talk to that giant bird over there. have a chat with a giant bird.
Real conversation.
I did think, keep it conversation. And he goes, what is he saying?
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks. I couldn't. I guess, okay, everybody's going to be nice to Jaden, I guess.
I
thought he was terrible, but in his defense, he's acting for the vast majority of the movie against no one.
Well, that is acting in a vacuum.
There are no. It is hard to gauge levels. It is hard to. He's just looking off camera and delivering like lines as if he's in a scene with his father, which his father is not there.
Well, basically, just give you the outline of this movie, which is. In the future, Earth has to be evacuated. Everyone gets on these ships. They go to a different planet where they all adopt the British accent. the whole world just jumps on that.
That's what I think, by the way, the accent was supposed to be, as though like the whole Earth had just, like, people from all over had now colonized together.
And everyone decided to speak English.
That's just sort of, English is the main British language. Yeah. And the accents all fused together to sound like this.
So they're on this planet. Will Smith is the head of this Ranger Corps kind of thing. He's a very decorated soldier because he has no fear. And it's important to have no fear because there is a race of aliens that can smell fear. But he's very successful at beating those aliens because he does not have fear.
Yeah, the aliens, they otherwise cannot see you. They do not know you're there.
And that's, like a Tyrannosaurus
Rex. You do something called ghosting.
Yes. That's in the voiceover in the beginning. This phenomenon is known as ghosting. And I was like, go fuck yourself.
So basically, Will Smith and his son have a bad relationship, but Will Smith takes his son out on some sort of space adventure.
Because his wife is like, you know what? You know what? There's a boy in there who needs a father. And he's like, well, I guess I'll just put you on a spaceship with me and we'll go into space.
With a deadly creature aboard?
Yeah, we'll load up one of the most deadly things that hunts us into the cargo bay. And then we'll go on a space adventure.
Well, and one of the main issues in their relationship is that Jaden years earlier had witnessed the death of his sister who tried to ghost and fight this alien, but he smelled her fear.
Well, yeah, the Jaden sister put survived. Him in a little planter.
What are those things called?
A terrarium.
Thank you.
She fit
him survived by sitting in a terrarium. But we're supposed to understand that the subtext of their relationship is that Will Smith is resentful that this boy didn't fight on behalf of his sister.
A child!
6 years old!
At Max.
He's 6 years old.
He's old enough to fit in a planter.
And by the way,
in something that is meant to hold plants. Yes.
By the way, I do love how they reveal it. The entire movie, you're looking at it over his shoulder. So you see he's in a bubble. But at the end, the camera pulls back to reveal this very small terrarium. Yeah. It really was.
Some scattered plants on the ground.
Yeah, and Jaden doesn't play the part of, I mean, this is a younger child actor who's a 6-year-old.
Yes. And so Will Smith was mad that the 6-year-old didn't throw down with the giant 8-foot-tall alien. alien
well, I don't know.
Who's known for like crucifying all the humans. By the way, that was a crazy thing as well.
Right? Yes.
The alien loves to not just kill humans, but then like kind of stick them into trees.
Yeah, yeah. Impales them on things. Yeah. And as is later explained, it's a pheromone trap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that you'll see it, you'll be afraid, and you'll just stand there looking at it, and the monster comes along and gets you.
That's right. Okay.
But then also,
that's how it triggers your fear.
I noticed that these monsters, they don't eat people.
No,
they just seem to murder people.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all they want to do.
Kill.
So it's this very specific race of aliens that just, their whole deal is, we want to kill human beings.
What's interesting is those...
Don't ask us any other questions about it.
What do we eat? Who cares?
This is what I think was happening, though. Those aliens aren't the aliens. Those are like the aliens' dogs, basically. Those aren't the race of aliens that are like,
wait, what?
I think those things were dropped. Remember, they dropped from the sky.
Okay.
They were the aliens, basically, I think, dropped those things onto Earth to just kill everything.
Oh.
That's what I think those things were like, killing like wild, a pack of wild dogs, basically. They were not like the intelligent life forms that were. That did anybody else?
I don't know.
Wow,
there's
I didn't
so
get
much.
That's
information.
A good idea, though.
Yeah, it's really it's hard because there's so much information coming at us in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
and with a leaky eye.
I got a leaky eye.
But they really like kind of go like, here's everything they need to know. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's
all
and then 3 days
over.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Yes,
it opens like
an
Alias episode.
I don't know why Earth, but I really actually don't know what happened to Earth.
We polluted it.
Wait, was there? Yeah, there was.
There
was at the very beginning. There
was a quick montage of pollution.
Oh,
and then eventually,
I couldn't.
And then we went. Then what happened was?
See, there you go. Because of the smog, probably.
Yeah,
right.
So we, because of our cars and driving around in our big cars, we ruined the Earth. Then we found Nova Prime. We went to Nova Prime. But what we didn't realize was that aliens would attack us on Nova Prime by dropping these attack dogs on us.
Wait, so the aliens never even attacked Earth.
No, the only alien on Earth was the one they brought in their own ship.
Got it.
So, okay. So we destroy the planet with pollution. Then we travel... Interstellar
Prime.
Travel to another planet that's habitable.
Oh, I loved, by the way, that part of the way that is explained is long lines leading to, like, space shuttles.
Yeah.
Right.
As if, okay, everybody, get in line. We're all getting on our rocket ship go into outer space. But it was like, it looks like Disney World.
It was just like, okay, yeah, we'll send that one up and the next one will come. It's like a subway line.
Exactly.
We're probably going to have to make multiple trips. So we get to this other planet, and then finally, presumably, someone has scouted this planet out, and they've tested it. Yes,
you
we
would
can
hope.
Live there.
Yeah.
So eventually, it's time, like, yes, let's bring all human beings to this planet. Everyone is brought to the planet, and then these aliens decide we're going to wipe everybody out.
I think so.
But then they didn't wipe everybody out because it seemed like their planet – I mean, I guess the alien attack must have stopped – because they were in very nice apartment buildings. And
yeah, I think they were under. I think they were in some sort of like war situation with these things. Because he's out in the field doing these missions and blah blah blah.
But on a different planet, it seemed like.
That's true. I'm not sure.
It didn't seem like there's an imminent threat in their apartment. Their apartment complex.
I agree with that. But there is that scene where he's introduced and he's like got his sword and he just like walks right up to the Ursa and just cuts it in half. That's like the same kind of, that looked like the same geography as the planet. I don't know why I care about this. I'll be honest.
By the way, none of this has anything to do past 5 minutes of the movie.
But here's the question though. Why were they bringing this alien Ursa outside of the planet?
Well, they explained that they were going to bring it to another planet to use it for ghosting exercises.
Oh, I see.
So they were transporting the alien to do testing on it.
Did they establish that anyone else besides Will Smith was successful at ghosting?
No, that was the thing that was really interesting. He seemed to be, and by ghosting, he also has lost all emotions.
Yes.
It seems like he has no, like, so he is emotionless, which is a tough thing for a movie to have two characters, one without emotions and the other one without an acting partner.
Yeah.
So you're stacking the deck against these people in a major way.
It really is like a robot talking to a robot. Like, it is very, through a TV monitor.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing is, like, Jaden's got a TV monitor on his wrist, and Will has TV monitors in front of him. And the whole movie, basically, the spaceship crash lands.
On Earth.
It's very much like Lost. There's a tail section, and there's the front section.
And no Michelle Rodriguez.
No, and there's no Michelle Rodriguez. There is no others. But Will Smith is hurt. They need to fire a beacon to get saved, so he sends Jaden Smith 100 kilometers across Earth's, apparently across every climate of Earth known.
Yes, they end up on the worst possible place, the planet Earth, where, as Will Smith explains, every living creature on this planet has evolved to kill human beings.
Why? Who knows?
Don't know why.
Humans, by the way, aren't even there anymore.
And that's not true from what we saw.
No. Those bison seemed pretty cool.
Bison seemed fine. There was a bird.
The pigs?
There is now this utopia of animals where every type of animal lives in the same place.
Yep.
Bisons, hyenas.
Yep.
Giant birds.
Gigantic birds. Tigers.
I don't mean to poke holes in any of the logic of this movie, but it was established in the beginning that Will Smith was a part of this Ranger Corps that helped them move to the new planet.
Mm-hmm.
So arguably, Will Smith is not that old. You know, he's probably in his 50s, right?
He's old enough to have a 19-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son.
So, you know, roughly.
Yeah, why did she have to be 19, by the way? I thought that was a strange choice.
It was an interesting age.
Yeah, but it's just like, just make her like 16.
Yeah, 19.
Or 20.
Yeah. Yeah, 19 is a weird age. So anyway, he did all this. So you would imagine, at the most, Earth has been uninhabited for 20 plus years.
That didn't even
There's
occur to me.
There's no sign of anything.
Yeah.
No sign of
cars or roads or anything.
No sign that people were ever there.
It's as if, like the entirety of humanity, it has gone, obviously, but had never been there.
Never.
And as if the world had, like, rebooted.
And I get, like, I Am Legend, like, oh, grass may have grown up through, like, the Empire State Building or something like that. But there is nothing. There's no. Yeah. There's. Not even a remnant. Like, he doesn't even walk by a car body. There's nothing that, this used to be a house. But he does fall into a pit of Native American art.
Find some cave paintings. It's also, in this, say, two-decade span, brand new animals have evolved.
There's
modern, like, pterodactyls. Mm-hmm. It's like these giant buzzard eagle creatures. Then there's also these lion tiger monsters that they love to eat birds.
Yep.
They love eating baby birds. Baby.
And for the majority of it, he seems to be in like a redwood forest.
Yes.
And then there's a giant volcano.
But here's
that he gets to, that he climbs to the top of in about half a day.
Quicker. I felt he did that in a run. I feel like that was like a 20-minute run.
There's an extreme winter neighborhood.
Yes. Oh, no,
and he just crosses the line into it, instantly succumbs to hypothermia.
No, at a certain time, the world Every becomes, night, his dad explains it, it becomes inhabitable and you have to be in a hot spot or you'll freeze to death.
I see.
But at that time, he has to,
I want to say something with these hot spots too.
Yeah.
Hot spots. The one time we see him like really have to confront, like he's running out of oxygen or something's happening and he needs to get into a hot spot. The bird picks him up and drags him over. His hot spot in this freezing cold weather is like there's a couple leaves on him.
No,
and
the bird
on top of him.
The bird was the hot spot.
I didn't realize the bird was on top of him.
Bird sort of made a nest around him.
The bird sacrificed itself for him.
To save
Spoiler James alert.
I didn't understand that. I didn't know why the bird died.
It was probably the leaky
I didn't know why the bird died either.
And then
it froze to death.
Too cold.
Too cold.
Too cold. To which Jaden went over and said, hey, thanks to that bird.
Too cold?
Too cold.
Too cold. That's the bird was too cold.
But it was still all green there.
Because in the morning.
It got warm again.
It gets warm again and everything comes back to life.
So
remember all the things would close because it was getting cold?
Oh, that's why they were doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would also argue.
All the plants and stuff were.
Why does this need to be Earth? Why couldn't it have just been a planet? You wouldn't have had to listen to any of these rules because there was nothing. If this movie was like on, you know, Xeno 5, Fine, yeah, I buy it. Like, here's a crazy creature. Like, it was no, it wasn't like Earth evolved. It wasn't like you saw anything of Earth.
If anything, the movie posits the idea that without humanity, like the planet would flourish. You know,
yeah,
it would
look better.
It would be a lot better place, except that the air quality is bad.
Yeah,
you have to breathe in a special inhaler in order to be able to breathe.
Which is so odd though, because the plant life is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So the
I wasn't getting that the air quality was bad. I thought that they just had been away from oxygen for so long or whatever.
I kind of thought that too.
That their bodies
maybe
changed.
That's it. Maybe that's it.
Because there was so much.
Okay, then that makes sense.
That's fine. We can all agree that was not explained clearly.
Yeah. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. When you travel, do concerns back home nag at you? Did you lock up? Did you leave a window open? Well, if they do, that's why you should invest in SimpliSafe home security today. That's right. For award-winning security and peace of mind wherever you go, SimpliSafe wants to be there with you by actually not going there at all, but staying at your house. Listen, Newsweek ranked it the best customer service in home security. Plus, it gives you whole home protection, sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Plus, a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras, no contracts, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to tell you this. It's worth it for the peace of mind to know that when I'm on tour, when I'm out there in the UK, I can check in on my house. And with the time difference between LA and Europe, I loved having the 24/7 professional monitoring service in case something happened when I was asleep or not reachable. SimpliSafe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind, and I want you to have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/bonkers. That's simplisafe.com/bonkers. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Can we just talk about, we're talking about formality in husband and wives, with June and I, we should talk about Will Smith and his and his wife.
Oh my God, when he comes in with a necklace and it scares her?
Yeah.
Remember when she's legitimately afraid of him approaching her with a necklace?
Yeah, she's, first of all, she's doing like this dumb future thing where
what
it's like it's some three-dimensional
hologram
display in
of
front
thing.
Of her, and she it looks like she's designing something like a building or
I
something
thought she
like
was
that.
Like an architect or something.
Yeah, and
she's
then
a
he
tubular she does tubular design turbine designs.
Sure.
That's what she does, turbine
so
designs.
He walks in the background and she hurriedly like makes this display disappear.
Why?
And I don't know, but she reacts with fear instantly.
It's almost like she was caught planning a surprise party.
Yeah.
She's and like, then, as if he's going to be like, were you fucking working? Is that what you were doing? And it's like an abusive relationship where he's like, you don't work when I'm home.
Where's our dinner pills?
And he tries to slap over the hologram, but he just can't get through it.
So then he comes up behind her and he puts this necklace around her neck. That's like a hacky sack on a chain.
I thought it looked like a circular rock in a net. Like, yeah. It was like so.
Nothing. It did not look comfortable at all.
But it comes into her field of vision and she jumps a mile into the air and then has to very quickly pretend like this is a great thing that's happening.
Oh my God. Well, there's so many things I want to talk about in this movie. But that relationship is, and then the woman, the wife, is like, we'll take your son out on this trip. It's going to be good. But before they leave, this is the thing that I love. It's so futuristic. They're not like living like in the Terminator 2 style world. Like,
yeah, it's not a dystopia.
No,
yeah.
They are clearly, there is something flourishing in this community. And then he, as Will Smith is getting on board the ship to go, he is greeted by a man in a futuristic wheelchair, which is way more complicated than a real wheelchair. It's like a seat on a graviton thing.
Yeah.
It looked so bulky. It was like, wheelchairs were too simple. How
requires two people to push it.
Yes, two people. And then you can't get out of it either. Like,
exactly.
So you would think like in the future, maybe they just put like a small jetpack on your waist and you can kind of stand up and walk around.
Like in a world in which like they can jump off of cliffs and fly.
Why? They have
like,
suits
you
that
would
can
think,
fly.
Because all that was wrong with that man was that he had lost one leg.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was it.
And
one leg. And then he was like, stand me up to the two men. So the two of them labor difficultly to get him on his one leg, which is would not be that hard.
It really wouldn't be.
So that he can salute Will Smith.
Right.
And by the way, it's the future. They should probably have, we have prosthetics now.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Exactly.
We have prosthetics now.
Like,
we don't
really
have,
good ones.
Yeah.
Here's what else we have. Crutches.
Yeah.
We have, there's like so many things.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel like they wrote that moment in because they were so, because that moment really only serves at the end moment when Will Smith stands up because he's got, you know, a leg problem. He stands up for his son and says, get me up. And he salutes his son as his son comes in. But it's so weird that they did that because it was almost like you could tell they were nervous that the end moment wouldn't play unless we had seen someone.
Yeah.
Unless we saw salute
unless,
him.
Unless like, we saw a soldier get up out of being very uncomfortable to give a salute. Like that wouldn't
so
have an emotional resonance.
Right.
Like, by the way, his father is like the head of this organization and his son saved his life. Spoiler alert, that's the end. But like, so it wouldn't have an emotional resonance if the father like salutes
standing
his son.
Up, like,
it works.
Still
if you just say that, it works. It does, like you don't need to see.
It also, I think it would have worked more at the end if the guy didn't have so much trouble getting up from the chair.
Yeah.
It would have had more of an impact that Will Smith is struggling to make this happen. Ooh.
So stupid.
And, also, and the guy, it was even harder for him to sit back down in the wheelchair.
They couldn't
why was that
back
more difficult?
Like he was almost like, he was like a board, like stiff as a board. Like he kind of went back like he had no bending ability whatsoever. Like, he's
burrowing his head into that other guy's neck.
By the way, M. Night, here's like, I mean, you can say a lot of things
have
about
M. Night.
Have we
said this movie is directed by M. Night?
We have not. And I
what
think,
a twist.
I should have waited till the end.
Did you know what? I thought there was going to be a twist in this movie because in the very beginning of the movie, when the ship is crashing, Will Smith is in front of Jaden and he's like calming him down. He's like whispering him to him. He's like, okay. And then Will Smith gets sucked out of the ship. And I was like, oh, this is all in the boy's head the entire time. His dad, and he made up the whole mission.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
And that's what I thought. No, it was not. Yeah.
Well, not only does he, okay, so Will Smith gets sucked away. This ship is crashing because Will Smith noticed by holding a keychain up to the wall that there's some specific kind of radiation or something that's going to cause this. It's just so convoluted. It's somehow going to cause an asteroid storm to happen, right?
Yes.
Okay. And with the crew is like, I don't know. That's pretty impossible.
Yeah.
And he's like, I think it's going to happen. And then it happens.
And
so,
by the way, Will Smith never did any of this with any sort of panels knowledge. It was just simply the keychain against the wall.
He gets out of his seat, looks quizzical, walks over to the window, holds the thing against the window, and it vibrates against the window, and then he goes to the cockpit and is like, we're about to hit an asteroid storm.
Can I tell you what I thought was happening in that moment? I didn't know any of this. I thought that he woke up because his son was next to him when he fell asleep. And when he woke up and did that thing with the keychain, I thought he was listening in on a conversation and could hear son was like about to go try to ghost with that alien.
Also would have been more interesting.
We also, by the way, didn't even talk about those guys and the sun. The sun is kind of exploring the ship, and there's a big sign that says, don't enter, don't go in here. And he walks right in.
He walks through this like wheat curtain.
There are no doors in the future.
Yeah.
There are no doors in the future. It's all curtains and mesh panels, and everything is, literally no doors.
Everything in this movie was
I guarantee M. Night was like, you know what? You know what's different about my movie? No doors.
Everything in this movie also looked gross to touch. It was all like squishy, it was all like.
And when anything exploded, like the two halves of the spaceship, both of them after the post crash, are just billowing white like fabric.
It looked like a toilet paper exploded over the place.
I was like, this makes no sense. It was as if the ship crashed and its sails were everywhere. Yeah. As if it was a spaceship that had sails. It made no sense.
Earth was covered with some of those white sheets as well.
Yes. Everything looked like a kind of futuristic pool umbrella. like sun shield or something. It made no sense.
Oh, so they're crashing, and then, but we must talk about the ghosting. They're crashing, and so Will Smith's trying to calm Jaden Smith down. Then he gets sucked away, and then a few seconds later, the ship splits in half, and these people get sucked out the other side of Jaden Smith's field of vision. So then, after they finally crash, he goes to look for his dad. He just goes to the other end of the thing, and he's there. He's fine. There.
Yeah, Yeah, his dad got by the way,
he wasn't strapped in. How did he not get?
When you saw Will Smith get sucked away, he got sucked away on Lost,
so hard.
It looked he was going through a wormhole.
Yeah,
that's how far and deep.
And it just seemed like
a wormhole. So you felt as though perhaps he was traveling through space and time?
He was going really quick and really fast.
But by the way, if you would argue the ship is a tube, the way that he got sucked through that, he went from one end to the other, and the way that they positioned it in the movie is he went a foot to the left. Really, that is.
It was as if they were
in a safe zone.
Yeah. It was as if they were at the end of a vacuum cleaner, and someone turned it on, and you would think Will Smith would have gone all the way into the bag.
Yeah.
But he was around the corner.
But he was just stuck
around the corner.
He was just stuck in a corner.
I don't pretend to know a lot about spaceships, but I think if you're around a corner,
I don't know from spaceships.
By the way,
it helps breaking me. In half. For me, it helps me to think of the spaceship as a vacuum cleaner.
Sure.
By the way, what a better movie would it have been if Will Smith was on one side of the ship and he was on the other side and he had to get to his dad?
Ooh, I love this.
And same thing.
I did like the basic conceit of the movie and the story that they were. I mean, I guess we'll get to Scientology in a second or two. Okay. But just the basic sort of setup of the movie and him and his dad being, his dad falling apart on the ship and him travel and all of that stuff and getting back to his father and his own fears. I thought that was actually a really compelling story and really good.
There's nothing wrong with the basic idea.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a basic idea.
It's very similar. We were talking about this afterwards. The movie is very similar to the movie Oblivion in a lot of ways. In the future, Earth is dead, but there are some people on it that need to survive against aliens that are hunting them, blah, 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 blah. In a lot of ways, beat for beat, very similar, except for spoilers for Oblivion. It's the fucking stupidest movie I've ever seen.
Do you think that Will Smith and Tom Cruise had a dinner together and they both kind of got excited about an idea and they both went it's almost like a game
called,
of television.
Called people.
Write this. Because this movie at the end did not realize this. Story by Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
This is a story by Will Smith. Co-written by M. Night. It's not an M. Night original. And also, was this movie all shot in Philadelphia? I don't know.
Well, I don't think M. Night Shyamalan is not allowed to do what he wants anymore, right?
Right, yes.
It's like those privileges have been taken away.
He's in director jail, I think.
No more twists. You can't set everything in Philly. So it's got to be, you just direct this thing, make it look good.
Yes.
Right.
Don't screw this up.
And just take out everything that's charismatic about your actors. Because he has an amazing, I've watched Will Smith. I like Will Smith. I think, I don't know, I haven't watched Karate Kid, but it seems to me that Jaden is also charismatic. He did everything he could to make them the least charismatic. Like, this is the least charismatic.
It's so flat. Yeah. It's so flat. And there is so little in by way of action, too. Like, I feel like the alien that you're always afraid is going to be after Jaden Smith only shows up in the last 5 minutes. It's not like, and there are a couple of things like where the big bird gets him. Oh, my God. When he, okay. Guys, hang on. Hang on.
he's adjusting the
flying.
Mic.
He jumps off of a cliff and he's flying in his flying suit. Mm-hmm. And then the giant bird.
Which is like a sort of flying squirrel kind of thing.
Yes. Exactly. Like a base jumping suit or something.
Yeah. Which he's never done before. And he runs off, I would say, like a 500 foot high cliff, even higher because he's flying.
Well, first, what happens is he's, I don't know if I'd explain so much, but like he's running out of inhalers so that he can breathe on the plane. He's lying to his dad. His dad, at this moment, make or break, realizes he only has two inhalers left, and he does with he in, instantly oh, pushes a
this
button.
This is amazing.
He pushes a button. The dad is in like the cockpit of the crashed spaceship
with two broken legs. One of them broken very badly.
Very badly. He does not appear to feel pain.
Oh, because well,
but he's not taking the painkillers.
Well, because the pain medication clearly says in giant letters on the front, like what
giant LED letters.
It will impair vision.
Drowsiness.
Cause extreme drowsiness.
It's a giant pillbox with this like
it's like a display.
LED display on it. Yeah. Everything has LED displays. Anyway, so he realizes Jaden only has two things left and he pushes a button and it instantly maps out how far Jaden needs to walk to get to the tail of the plane, and it says, and it's measured in vials. Yeah, it's measured in inhalers. Yeah. So it's like tick, 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 like the little red line in Indiana Jones, and it says 3.15 inhalers. And then it's like, then he puts it in again, and it says, oh, but if he jumps off of the waterfall,
if he sky jumps,
then he can make it in 2.1 inhalers.
And Will Smith...
The only successful route.
Yes.
And also, by the way, Jaden does not know anything about the sky jump.
No.
It has not been revealed to him. He does not... Like,
also hasn't been revealed to us.
Yes.
Like, this is all brand new that this is a thing.
So basically, him and his dad get into his fight where the dad kind of says, yeah, you are responsible for my 19-year-old daughter getting killed.
Yeah.
Because he's hidden that terrarium, you little jerk. And he goes, I'm going to do
Which,
it.
Which, by
I'm
the
gonna...
way, can I just say one other thing? I actually found that pretty offensive because this idea... that just because he's a man, he should have gotten out and protected her.
Wait,
it's like the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Did everybody think that? I thought that was what Jaden was afraid the father thought, but it wasn't really what Will Smith thought. I think
Will Smith did not seem to be talking him out of that.
No, he was like, he goes, are you upset with me because I didn't save my daughter? He was like, all that matters is how you feel about that situation, not right?
Yeah. It's like the craziest
thing.
Is that Scientology?
Scientology. Is that Scientology? I think that's what that is because I think it's like, this isn't about what I think about you, Jaden. This isn't about what I think happened. This is, you need
personal
to decide for yourself what you think is right. You know,
anyway,
so
okay,
Jaden jumps off the cliff.
At the same time,
leap of faith.
Like, at the same time, I mean, as the mother kept on saying to him, like, your son feels very guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't he say, you know, you had nothing to do with?
Yes, you're a 6-year-old child.
Yeah. You're
and you're my son, and I'm glad you're not dead.
Yeah,
fighting a 12-foot-tall beast.
Yes.
A 12-foot-tall beast versus a 5-year-old kid. Well, and not going to do a good job, considering that when we ever see these 5-foot-tall beasts, they're ripping apart humans nonstop.
Oh,
the beast ate just ripped off monkey heads.
Oh, yeah,
he found a bunch of monkeys, just ripped their heads and arms off.
So the first encounter Jaden has with with life on Earth is these baboons.
Yes. This is crazy.
That he tries to scare this one baboon off by throwing a rock in
his face. Wait a second. Don't you think so that baboon kind of comes. It's just a monkey. It's not even doing anything too crazy. And Jaden, who has shown no sign of aggression or anything, like he's kind of like the dad's like, hey, just chill out. Chill out over here. Hang out. And he's like, immediately, he's like, no, I'm going to take this rock and throw it in that monkey's face. Only angering the monkey. There is no way that that would have worked.
Yeah. No.
Anyone would know that.
I think that was to show he is fearful.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
He's chosen fear.
He's chosen fear.
And that
he's
fear.
He's fearful, and he's acting out. That's like when he then is being chased by the monkies.
And outrunning them.
Outrunning
by
them.
By a good margin.
Well, on their home turf.
Their home turf.
We've established he's a very good runner.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I forgot. That was established that he beat Will Smith's record in some marathon.
Yeah.
So he can outrun these wild animals.
And a giant pack of
it's
them.
Like thousands of them.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of baboons.
It's like that
chasing
scene.
Him. And all he has to do is go into water.
Yeah.
And they are like, no.
Water.
Somehow Will Smith knows, run to the river. Baboons, they'll never enter a river.
They're terrified of water.
By the way.
That's why you never see a picture from National Geographic of a baboon just sitting in a fucking river.
Well, because they hate water. They hate it.
They hate it.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. I love Squarespace. I'm in the middle of trying to balance my business life and my real life. This work-life balance, it's tough, but Squarespace has been helping me by giving me the tools to reach my goals and have time to celebrate. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the guided design system of Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layouts to styling options, optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay. Plus, with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about. You choose your tone and enter what you need to get auto-generated perfect text. Anyway, I love Squarespace. I've been building sites with them from the beginning. And when I launched my book, I said I'm doing it all myself on Squarespace, and I'm very pleased with it. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Here's the other thing. If you were to map out his journey, he's on so many detours all the time. He doesn't have no map.
He has no map.
And no
discernible
point.
He doesn't know where he's going. The only thing he does is when he's in the cave, he draws a map for himself.
Which is a straight line.
Which is a timeline.
Straight line.
It's basically a timeline.
It's a timeline, yes. What else happened? I saw those hogs by that cave.
and he is in the cave with the caveman drawings. That existed, so he got to walk
so
by.
So crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but wait a second. So he jumps off the cliff, he's flying, and a giant bird, like some sort of enormous bird, picks him up or grabs him, is chasing
him.
Very
much like Lord of the Rings style, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, like an enormous bird. And then he blacks out, right?
Yes.
The feed goes goes dead, and in my mind, I thought to myself, if he wakes up in a giant bird's nest, I'm gonna lose my mind. And guys, he wakes up in a giant
it's as big as our,
bird's
it's as big
nest.
As our home.
It is a one-bedroom bird's nest.
And then when he's woken,
and there are hatched tiny birds.
He's woken. New. Well, they're not even too tiny because the bird nest is so large. They're tiny in comparison. But the bird kind of starts pecking at Jaden's face, like, hey man, get out of here, bird.
And then lions come and attack them.
Lions climb
immediately
up easily a 60-foot tall tree, a lot of them, to get some baby bird snacks.
Yep.
And they're all climbing.
To be fair, they did just kill the baby birds. They did not eat them. This is again true. Like every living creature in this movie just kills. That's all it does.
Everything wants to murder, nothing wants to eat.
Yeah.
And Jaden has to have a fight in a bird's nest, which was a great scene. Him and the bird work in tandem together. So you know, he'll take the inside,
I'll take the outside.
He works a lion towards the exit of the bird's nest, and the bird swoops in and pulls that out and throws him down. Like, I've never seen.
He becomes a two-hander.
Why? I would have watched that movie.
Jaden and the bird.
Guess what? You got a new partner. As long as it's not a giant bird, it is. Oh, shit.
Oh, and also
Karate Kid and Giant Bird.
Before, when he's trying to escape from the bird, he flies into a waterfall, which the bird is like,
Everything's
terrified of water.
Terrified of water. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why the only weapon available in the future is a sword.
Yeah.
It's basically a two-edged sword. It's kind of like Darth Maul's lightsaber that both sides are blades.
But it has,
and the blades can separate.
It has 29 sword settings.
It's like a Swiss Army sword.
It can turn
into like a hoe.
It can turn into a scythe. Yeah. The last one, it turns into like a drill bit or something.
Yeah, and it kind of can be, is it like a scroll too? I thought he read something on it at one point.
I couldn't figure out. I was like, are there really not really awesome guns? Like,
shoot no guns.
Everything. But, no guns, just swords. Everybody's battling horrifying things, and their weapon of choice is something you need to use close up.
Yeah,
and by the way,
it's only close contact fighting.
And it seemed like it was, my gut is, it had to be a hologram, because, he's like, use my sword, or he called it something else, but he's like, use my sword,
cutlass.
My cutlass. But there couldn't have been those blades inside there, so I feel like they must have been hologram projections of weapons.
Are we trying to figure out the science of this?
It might be sloppy filmmaking.
No.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me. Yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah,
it's just stupid.
It's extremely dumb.
It's sort of like saying, we're not allowed to make it made out of light because somebody else already did that.
Yes.
So,
can we talk about the moment where, as Will Smith is dealing with both, he loses contact with Jaden at one point, and he's also really in a lot of pain. That's almost making him pass out, blinding, just like white pain.
Yes, we're monitoring his medical progress the whole time.
He tries to do a bypass on himself.
Will is doing surgery on himself. And
not successful, unfortunately.
It was so complicated what he must have had to have done, because he had to attach a tube into an artery and then attach the other half of the tube to the other artery to connect his... And he did that all by sitting and not really...
He had a bloody scalpel.
Okay, but when we cut back to him, he's having these flashbacks of his daughter, his 19-year-old daughter. And as he's like coming in and out of them, he keeps on saying, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
Are we supposed to understand? Well, I guess we should talk about the moment where he, during a flashback, he's up in battle, and she's at home celebrating a birthday. She wants him to blow out the candles.
Oh, by the way,
they're like eye chatting.
That's Zoe Kravitz.
They're FaceTiming.
So she says, "Dad, blow out the candles," through FaceTime. And he says, "No, I can't do it."
He says, "No, you know that won't work. She's 19 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, this is a woman.
Like, this is something
beyond humoring age.
This is something like I do with my nieces who are six, like who don't quite wrap their minds around the fact that like we can't actually connect over IG.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, but then the mother comes into frame and says, "Come on, blow out the candles," and they're all laughing. "Blow out the candles, Dad! Blow out the candles!" And then he does.
Right.
And the candles do get blown out.
Because
hang on.
Wait,
June, what do you think happened?
Oh, wait a second. I want to see what you think.
Oh, yeah. No.
June, what do you think?
Did you really not catch?
Tell us your best guess of what happened.
I'll tell you what I thought happened.
No wrong answers. There's no wrong answers.
All right. I'm going to be totally honest. And I'm going to be fearless. I'm going to take a knee and just be totally honest with what happened.
Be fearless.
I thought that Will Smith had totally had gotten to a place where he had such mind control and power in his mind.
Continue.
To the screen. What happened?
what happened was, after the candles were blown out,
oh my God,
a second later, his son
came into frame. He blew out.
His son was behind the camera. His son was behind the camera. That was the joke. And then he came around.
I didn't get it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm telling you, I didn't see that. I promise you, I did not see that the sun came in from behind.
No.
All I saw was that the sun appeared.
Yeah. Because he'd been off camera blowing out the candles.
Can we just, now, this
is unclear, is what you just said?
to one out of four moviegoers, it was unclear.
It's unclear.
I mean, there is a lot that is confusing in
that
this movie.
That is not M. Night's fault.
That prank was not confusing.
I honestly thought that the whole movie was about like mind over matter. You can do it if you can think it. And I was like, well, I guess
it kind of is.
I was like, well, I guess
that is a theme of the movie.
screen. I don't know.
Paul and Jason got to experience something that is very rare. Which is June at a movie. And you got to see a couple of the outbursts that happened.
A bunch of big scares.
There was one very big scare.
Where she hit me and threw her pencil across the movie theater.
What? We're in a movie theater that has maybe six other people in it.
Maybe.
And there is a jump scare in the movie that is effective, I thought. There was a good jump scare. I mean, it was a good jump scare. But June's reaction was
as if
she had been suddenly put into like a Paranormal Activity style movie.
As if this person had appeared in the seat next to her.
Yes. And keep in mind,
pulling her down to an underworld.
Because of June's leaky eye, she was also seated one empty seat away from us.
I was too close to everybody. I was blowing my nose. It was too much.
What was the other big scare that you had? You had another, oh, fuck! Like moment. It may have been when he was doing it.
I think it was when the alien appeared. There are a couple scares in this movie. There are a couple good scares.
The aliens, by the way, are terrifically strong. They can cut through rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just anything that's in their way, just tear through it.
They seem to be able to climb. They can do it all. They're kind of indestructible. But now in the beginning of that movie, Will Smith, when he's a ghost, or ghosting, he just kind of takes a sword, stabs one, falls down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jaden Smith is fighting this one that looks smaller than that one. It's nonstop stabbing. He's like, he cuts off a leg.
Yep.
Like, it's like that did not slow down.
Wait, one more question about the candle thing. Then why, if it was his son, then why was Will Smith the whole time like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to, because he was embarrassed in front of his
because he knew,
he didn't know
his son was there.
He didn't want to go through the charade of pretending to do this in front of his cool army buddy.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, all right.
He just said they were showing that he has no sense of fun.
Yeah. He's a shitty dad.
But meanwhile, out in the middle of battle, when they have another flashback, he's like having an eye chat with his daughter, and like he's like on guard. Like it looks like an alien is coming over a ridge.
Okay, wait, but even something crazier.
Even crazier happens.
So she holds up, they're eye chatting, or FaceTiming or whatever. He's on a bluff, you know, like patrolling or whatever, and she says, "Look, a guy at school found this," and she holds up a book, the Moby Dick.
His
book.
Favorite book.
Yes,
his favorite.
And she's like, and she's got a real book.
And she's like, and it's
books.
A real book. And he's like, oh, that's amazing. And she says, what did she say?
He said I could hold on to it.
Yes.
And then there's a beat, and then Will Smith says, hold on to what?
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh my God, they're actually making a dick joke.
As if she would say to her dad, he lent me this book, and all I had to do was touch his dick.
Hold on to it.
So weird with the movie, though. It's like, that's a moment. I mean, Will Smith is a very charming actor who can land comedic moments.
That's
what is so weird about this movie. The moments of forced levity of even that sucked and that beat of hold on to it are so strange.
And she's like,
strange.
Dad.
Yeah.
And then there was another moment, the birthday cake.
But we all know she's sexually active.
The blow moment. Well, yeah, she was 19. She's getting it all the time.
She's a ranger.
By the
she's
way, though, that was
active.
A little creepy, though. It's like she's playing this little girl. She's 19 years old.
Like she was required to be sort of all over the place developmentally.
Yes,
yeah, that's true. I guess she was younger in some of the flashbacks.
But she was a ranger.
No, I don't think she was. I think they just had her acting that way. I think they just had her acting. I feel like they...
You think all the flashbacks were from the same time period?
I think they were from the same weekend.
Yeah.
Well, because the little boy
was
the same. The little boy was
killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's pretty much true, actually. Yeah.
She was killed on her birthday weekend.
After finishing Moby Dick and giving a hand job.
And wasn't it also weird, though, like, and maybe I'm reading into this, but I think we all laughed when she did say blow it out, blow it, or something. There was like a weird blow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was an, I don't know if they were going for a joke, but it felt awkward.
Also, I have to say, the whole conceit of, look at this, it's an actual book. It's from a museum.
Yeah.
Like, it's the laziest future thing you could ever do. I'm so sick of seeing that.
And like, just like, yeah, he loves Moby Dick. I want to talk about the one line that's a great line. Jaden Smith, first out in the field, he's like, Dad, my suit changed colors.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, but I'm nervous. Like,
I thought I misheard that. It was so strange, and why did he say that?
I like it. He's like, I like it,
I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining.
Look, hey. Don't you think he would have been trained?
It's an improvement. The line is even crazier. He says, my suit just changed the color black. I like it, but I think it's bad.
Yeah.
It was like this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I like it, but I think it's bad. That, I wrote
I
that
like
down. Yeah.
It, but I think it's bad. What?
By the way, can we talk about the names? We were saying Jaden and Will. It's Cypher Rage, Qatar Rage, Fire Rage, Senshi Rage. These are that.
R A G E.
Rage. R A I G E.
Okay. Whoa.
Here's my question.
Rage.
Though,
look at that. Yeah, rage. Like he's got rage, but he holds it in.
If Jaden is, his whole journey is about not showing fear and sort of coming to terms with like feeling danger and hiding his fear. What is Will Smith's journey in the movie?
Will Smith does not change, right?
His journey in the movie is to get his son to be like him. That's what it seems to me. And because that's I think, another argument for like the Scientology thing.
See,
because
I thought
we were being set up for him to actually feel, because it seems like what you said, when, you know, he was able to not feel fear, he was also stopped feeling anything. Mm-hmm. So it would follow that he would then feel love or feel, be able to express it to his son, which he never really does.
Well, they hug him a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's the thing is, Will Smith really doesn't change much, because at the end he salutes his son.
Yeah.
His son does not salute back. He hugs his dad.
And he says, Dad, I want to work with Mom.
And Will Smith says, I do too.
And then they go off and they start working the turbine fields.
It's like, you're right. It really is like, there is no learning. There is no, like, nobody has an arc. You know, like, Jaden just is, I feel like, he becomes able to ghost, but is still, like, a weepy,
because
like, emotion-ridden boy.
His dad's been yelling at him the whole movie.
Should,
like,
that's right. He should have saluted back,
and they shouldn't have undercut that moment. Because I actually, if you had, you would be like, 5 minutes, I was really into what was happening. And
if
I was,
he had, though, you'd be like,
lying on the ground, and the, you know, the alien stepped over him. Like,
yeah.
I actually felt like they're driving us toward all this, and I got there, and then it was so undercut by. Yeah.
Well, it ends kind of like an old 80s movie, like an 80s like buddy cop comedy, because like he's like, I want to work for your mom too. And then like, Will Smith goes down, and as Paul said, they shine a lot of flashlights on him for all the medical officers just like start shining flashlights.
The dumbest future medical technology of just like things with lights. It's like a cordless mouse, and they just like run all the stuff over him.
So like as he goes back down, like after he says that line, like Will Smith starts laughing like, I want to work with mom too. Like it's like a pan out like, yeah. Oh boy, like the boys are back in town.
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
I wish
Thin Lizzy would have scored this entire movie.
I would be remiss to just mention that the video camera technology in this movie is insane.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Will Smith is watching his son. The video camera is supposedly on his back, but there are multiple times in the movie where he's seeing him.
It's got a lot of angles.
But part of it is, I think, those drones he released are cameras that are all over the place. So they are providing some of that information.
And at the end of the movie, once he does kill the big Ursa or whatever, and he's walking through the medical bay, there's just like one cadet just watching video footage of the movie, watching him destroy the Ursa.
I noticed that.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy, the
I
medical.
I was just laughing at that guy's expression.
No, because his expression is, oh, my God, it's him. Because he's literally
from
on
the thing
his
I'm
computer.
Watching.
It's like a YouTube video of
he's
Jaden.
He's here and he he's here?
God. Yeah. Oh, shit. That's him. Guys, that's him. God. That's the guy that just killed the Ursa. It's the video I'm watching right now.
And by the way, this is like a crew. It seems like a very small crew, like a crew of 8 people that are on a rescue mission to rescue Will Smith and his son. Like, he would probably know all the details. Like, oh, yeah, because it seemed like it was all, they hadn't even left the planet at that point.
I have a question. Why, when the rescue team shows up, are they in, like, hazmat suits?
Because like, are they oxygen, maybe?
They don't need, just take one of those inhalers.
Well, you know what?
And they, you'll be better fine.
They're following the rules. It was a class 1 planet. You couldn't go there.
Exactly. So, oh my God, remember that? When they wormhole their way out of the asteroid field in the beginning.
Which I thought was a cool thing.
And they're right in front of they're right in front of a planet. And Will Smith just gets up, he notices a blinking red light, gets up, pushes the red button, and it goes, planet uninhabitable, severe threats to humanity, do not land under any circumstance.
The computers definitely in this movie were not, they were so smart and advanced, like, they're like, oh, here's like 5 steps ahead of what you're thinking.
Right. There's another one where, when Will Smith is plotting out the course that his son must take with the 2 inhalers, like, what are the options here? Then it was like the sky jump, this flashes on the screen, only survivable
only
option.
Survivable.
Oh man, boy, oh boy. Any final thoughts?
A moment that we all enjoyed was when Will Smith is like he's ready to pass out from broken legs.
Well, one's badly. One's bad.
One's broken. One's very badly broken. So he's dictating a message to dictates a message to his wife. Says, compose a message to my wife. To my wife, I have lost contact with our son. End message. That's the whole.
That's it.
That's the whole message.
That is it.
By the way, he seems to have liked his wife. He seemed to have, like, he gave her jewelry. Yeah. Like, yep. he didn't seem like their relationship was tense.
No personal message to her. And yeah. I love you.
And by
no
the
nothing.
Way, like, they should have brought the wife in at the end too. Or
why not?
Something like.
Why not? I really have the ghost of the daughter smiling in the background. Not.
There is something
like
about
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, exactly. Reunited well, with does. The alien.
She does because she is in. She's on the raft with Jaden.
Yes.
You know, like, she does come back in a kind of, like, vision-y dream sequence kind of scenario.
That was the big scare moment with...
Yeah.
Her
right, remember? Wake up. You have to wake up.
She's like...
Wake up.
She's telling him to wake up, and then all of a sudden she changes into, like, a mutilated version of herself. But I gotta say... She was not that mutilated.
No, she was just a little bloody.
Like she had like a little, like looked like somebody who did like a bad Halloween costume. Like, oh, I'm a ghoul. I was like,
ghoul.
any other moments before we?
I don't. The whole thing is just like it's, and I enjoyed it. You know, I did, but I.
Wait!
I did enjoy the movie.
What did you enjoy about it?
I think Paul F did too.
No, I did not.
You did?
This movie was an hour and 40 minutes, and it felt like forever.
It felt like a 2.5-hour movie.
By the way, it was just a
delaying.
Race.
Like that last fight with the alien just felt like everything is a delay up
to
until. Because of course he's going
to
fight that alien.
He has
to. Yeah.
Right.
And also, it's weird that to I don't want to get too heavy about it, but it's very unpleasant to watch this little boy be afraid. I mean, what is he, 13 in the movie, I guess? Because he had like a little tiny beginnings of a mustache or something. But to
watch
this...
in my case, he could have been nuts.
He was, but you see, like, what I think he was on the verge of basically being kicked out of his parents' house and being sent to live with his aunt and uncle in Bel Air.
Yeah.
So he was right at that age. Yeah.
So he's terrified through the whole movie. He just wants his dad to be his dad. And the dad is just saying, stop being afraid, you sniveling coward, in so many words.
He's basically saying, don't be a pussy, man up.
And then Will Smith has this speech that explains, and it's terribly written about his first encounter with one of these aliens and what happened and how he just decided to not be afraid. And that was it. Now you do that. It's horrible.
And by the way,
terrible message.
When he decides not to be afraid, he has a callback, flashback to that monologue that we just heard just a couple of scenes earlier. And he's like, okay, I guess I don't understand how he was not afraid. Oh, by the way, we were talking about those computers. And here's another one. When he sent these drones out around the planet, and the drones are looking for the Ursa creature, and they find that dead pile of monkeys.
Yeah.
And the computer's like, possible match. That was what the Ursa killed this.
Like, it was possible. Ursa signature.
Yeah, Ursa. Like,
they couldn't quite. The drones couldn't quite determine whether or not this was the work of these aliens.
Yeah.
I guess because nothing was impaled.
Because what? Something else on the planet Earth is killing and stacking monkeys?
No, but Will Smith was like, this is none of my business. This is none of my business.
It was a pile of dead monkeys.
Yeah. The computer got shy. I was like, I don't want to say for sure.
I don't want to say it is, and then it's not, and you're going to be mad at me.
Because later, one of the other probes finds humans, you know, remains of the crew impaled on a thing, and it's like possibility of Ursa traces 100%.
Oh yeah.
This time there's no mistaking it.
Oh man, the fucking, and then at the end he literally has to climb like a volcano, like Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
In order to shine the beacon and flash a light so they can be rescued. It's fucking, this movie is, it's not as boring as Avatar, not Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yes.
It's not as boring as The Last Airbender, but it is boring for long stretches of time.
Well, it's such a linear movie. It's like they crash land, you know he's got to get to the other side,
yeah.
You know he's got to fight this thing, and you know it's all right there. And there's no like fun. Like Will Smith is fun.
Yeah,
like
not
he's
fun.
Fun on some level.
Well, can I ask you this? Because I haven't read any of the stuff. But so is the don't have fear, blah, blah, blah. Is that Scientology stuff?
I mean, I think there's certain Scientology. Like, I think they've come out saying things as crazy as we can heal our own bodies just by thinking those thoughts.
Sure.
And all that type of stuff. I think it is very much so mind over matter. And
got it.
You know, we and also like the moment where he says, how do you feel about this? It's all about like personal responsibility and not looking at anyone else. But
interesting.
But that's why it really did feel like a Scientology instructional video, because there's no journey for Will Smith's character. It's simply just like, just be like him.
He's right.
He's right and just be like him.
So even to the point where his son, who was 6 years old at the time of this attack, is like, it's up to you to decide whether or not you should have gotten out of that terrarium.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, it's not at all. Not at all.
Right.
Yeah, this
That's
is
nuts.
By the way, somebody should have said, this is not on you.
Right. Like, and no one ever
this
did.
This is not on you. Everybody's like, you're going to have to decide if this is on you or not, bro. Yeah.
Which is basically saying, this is 100% on
you. Yes. Unless you say it's not.
And I guess,
I'm not saying it is. Hey, you're the only one saying this.
I'm just deciding what I feel for me.
Now go over there and touch the wall, then walk back and touch the window.
But the moral of the movie is don't feel what you feel, right? I mean, that's like basically it. Saying like,
I did like that element of it. Maybe I'm a Scientologist now. I don't know. But I did.
Oh, my God. It worked.
Oh, my God. The message boards. The message boards are going crazy.
That idea of like, It's not that fear is not real, or it's not that you're not in danger. It's just if you stay in the present moment and don't tell yourself the story of the future and what might happen, because that really actually doesn't exist.
I do think that I actually do believe that. Like the moment where he's like, don't think about
project
what is, just
what could
like
happen.
Smell, touch. What is
sight.
what is your present?
And what are you feeling in your body?
Which I like that.
It's,
that was good.
It's ignoring the fact that fear is a biological necessity for living creatures.
For survival.
Yes, because you can be afraid and still accomplish the same things that this character was able to accomplish. But what this movie is saying is this creature only senses fear, so you have to absolutely not feel it at all, which is that's crazy talk.
That's impossible. And,
that's
and basically the reward in the movie is I feel like the movie is it should have
that's how you earn it.
So basically it should have humanized Will Smith and instead roboticized Jaden.
Yes. Yeah. And we're supposed to be happy
and
about
that's
it.
The, and that
yeah,
is the hooray.
Right.
The hooray like, moment is like,
you
oh, great.
Me.
You fucking destroyed this generation. Right. Now you fucking piece of
You've
shit.
You've accepted your responsibility for your sister's death finally.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what they were going for, though, is that Will Smith, what he came to at the end is that maybe he did fail as a father. And being a father would have just been to sort of be around more and love them.
Well, you know what? But here's
I didn't get
but
that.
See, wait, but this is why it doesn't work. Because in the beginning of the movie, Will Smith comes home in his dress whites after some sort of mission, and reveals that he is retiring. He's like, I'm out. After this movie, like after this thing, I'm out. I'm retiring.
After this movie?
After this movie, I'm out.
In 1 hour and 40 minutes, I am done.
So at the end, when he goes, I want to work for your mom too, he's already said that at the top of the movie, that this is his final mission. So it's like, there's no growth even there.
That's right. He's already made up his mind.
Yeah. So it's like, it's sort of like saying, you're already going to retire. Like,
to be clear, I'm not doing this for you.
Yeah.
There is no choice in this that is because of what has just happened. Except my willingness to accept this hug.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's not going to work out good for the Rage family.
This is, the movie is just bad. But I mean, like, there could easily be, like, sequels to this.
Well, it was built to that end, from what I understand.
Yeah.
It was built to be a book, a game. Like, it was built in that very...
cult.
But is there any, I mean, like, does Battlefield Earth resemble this at all?
It feels similar to Battlefield Earth in the sense that there are ideas of the mind taking over for, like, freeing your mind and stuff like that.
I saw that movie and I don't remember a single thing about it.
What was it called? Rat Brains, right? That's what they called them all? Rat Brains. Listen, Rat Brains.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it is...
It is kind of weird they would separate them for that long. Like, why not have Will Smith with him for half the journey and then, like...
I thought he was going to heal his leg.
Yeah.
And then he was going to join him and then, no...
No, because that's the big thing that you think about the movie. It's like, by the way, everything that we really picked on in the beginning was like 5 minutes, like Will and the kid together. The rest of the movie is Will in a ship and the kid out in, like, it seems like Will Smith shot most of this movie maybe in like 2 weeks. Like,
I feel like this movie was, the whole thing was shot in 3 days and then post-production was 2 years.
Yeah. Literally, because there's so much green screen, like an aggressive amount. Like,
almost
the entire
much
movie
is Great Gatsby.
I didn't see. Yeah, is it? I didn't see Great Gatsby, guys.
But you know it had a lot of green screen.
I guess it had a lot of green screen.
I didn't mean to derail you, but go ahead.
Oh, no, forget it.
Really shut Jason down.
I feel like I've been publicly outed as having not seen the Great Gatsby. I can't participate in this bit about it because
Jason,
I haven't seen it.
Stay. Wait,
you know what? I gotta go, guys.
You didn't read DiCaprio magazine?
Guys, I gotta go. I can't do this.
I was at a store the other day and I saw a magazine, DiCaprio magazine, and it is him on the cover.
What?
It's just a
magazine. Is it weekly or a monthly?
I think it's a monthly. It has to be. I mean, you know.
Wow.
Will Smith does have a sense of humor about this movie because he's on Kimmel this week. And this is the first time he's not been in a number one movie in like 25 years.
Because this movie did not do well,
right? No, it came in number three.
Oh, really?
And he said, you know, the way he looks at it is, it's three number ones. That's how he decides.
What?
Oh, because he and Jaden have their own special math, right?
Yeah.
That is beyond. There was some interview where, was it?
Oh, wait, is this real?
Yeah, there was some interview. It was a recent interview where he says that he and his son have they have stumbled upon this new kind of math that other people don't understand, and they see numbers that don't exist or something. It's something crazy like that.
I got to say, I did see him on Tavis Smiley one time, and he talked about being an alchemist. And talking and turning,
What?
Sure. Base metals into gold, absolutely.
Yeah, that there is a you can find it.
Oh my God,
I'm just looking. Yeah, the movie took in $27 million at the box office in North America, and so
but there's no way it made its money back.
No,
impossible.
No. Yeah,
and the theater was pretty empty today. For a Sunday afternoon.
It is between the two biggest flops, which is Battleship and John Carter of Mars, as far as much money spent.
Wait,
as much
those earned. Are the two big. Oh, wow. Kitsch.
So that's three. Oh, so he's in the middle. He's in the middle. So he helped Kitsch kind of take a break here.
I'm upset that I've seen two out of three of those movies.
I saw both of those movies. I've seen all three of those
You've seen all three?
Now.
Yeah. And yet you haven't seen Great Gatsby.
No.
That's interesting.
You know what? I don't want to talk about it, Jim.
Have you read the book?
What?
Oh, brother.
It's a book?
Oh, brother.
Well, I feel like we have unopened it.
Is there a comic book version of it?
I'm sure there is.
All right, I'll read that.
Would anyone go recommend seeing this movie?
Nah.
See, I enjoyed it.
You know what? It's
you were
bad.
Entertained?
It's bad.
I was entertained. I had a fine
maybe
time.
If it was on Netflix Watch Instant, I would on an airplane. I would maybe. You know what? Even then, I wouldn't enjoy it. You know,
I'm gonna just point out one thing here that Buzz Aldrin said that He thought it was a quite action-packed story. And
wait, is Buzz Aldrin doing movie?
Any movie that involves space, they have to ask Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, but it's not realistic because in space you don't get that much noise. That's his only point.
Wow.
He goes, the scenes of the cities were remarkable, but different slightly from his experience on the moon, which he described as
really
desolation.
It bummed me out that like we turned this amazing astronaut into like a joke.
Yeah,
right.
We did.
I think he turned himself into a joke.
But it's like we've done it with like our Olympic athletes too. It's like, is nothing sacred?
Where are our heroes? I will say Buzz Aldrin is the reason I didn't see Great Gatsby because he gave it a very bad review.
Not enough space.
Yep.
Oh, he's like, man.
The cities were breathtaking, though.
All right. Well, there's a lot of great stuff on Wikipedia. You can read all the different people's reviews and thoughts about it. A noted professor of Scientology did say there's no connection between these two things. He studied Scientology.
An independent, not a Scientologist.
Not a Scientologist. He said that it is he does not find anything there. A lot of people have been attacking it that way.
Because people are saying that Will Smith is a secret Scientologist.
Exactly.
Yeah. That he won't come out and say that he is, but that he's hanging out with Scientologists.
And he donated all that money to a Scientology school, but this professor.
And he said, I'm a Scientologist.
But then quickly said JK.
LOL, you know, JK, ROTFL. all right. Well, Paul, you are going to be in London. Is that correct?
That is correct. July 8th through the 13th, I will be returning to the Soho Theater, bringing my show Crying and Driving back to that place.
I'm very excited.
Also, may I point out, this is a plug that concerns Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
we just recorded episode 24 of the Dead Authors podcast.
Oh, such a great podcast.
Features, Paul, you have done, and features Jason Mantzoukas as Plato.
Fantastic. Oh,
so that'll be coming out very soon.
Mind you, it is not funny at all. It is a very serious analysis.
It's exhausting.
Of Platonic philosophy.
Yes, yes. So,
yep.
Comedy fans,
can you give me,
stay away.
Comedy fans, can I hear don't bother.
Can I hear a little bit of Plato?
What Plato sounds like?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, may I talk to Plato?
Hold on. Hey, what's going on?
Spoiler alert, Plato actually says in the course of this episode, I'm not on Twitter, guys.
Oh, my God. June, you have anything you'd like to talk about?
Well, NTSF is
coming back this July.
And Burning Love is still up on burninglove.com.
Yeah. Oh, actually, as a matter of fact, NTSF is having a big marathon rolling into our third season. So you can start watching it at Thursdays at midnight. So there you go.
Yeah. Right. I'm having a big marathon myself.
Oh, well, geez. Sorry. Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you, Paula, for joining us. And so I guess don't see After Earth unless you have an hour and 40 minutes to kill. And you really can't do anything else. Your iPad's dead and you can't call anybody.
And you just need to delay your smoothie.
Or you're into giant birds.
If you like giant birds and weird wheelchairs,
another
go
good
see
catch.
This movie.
Absolutely. Giant bird fans, this is a must.
I mean, that's it. Because you'll be bummed if your giant bird buddies are like, well, After Earth, obvi. And you were like, oh, I didn't see it. I heard it was bad. And they're like, giant bird in it, bro.
My GBBs really gave me the business.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.